Welcome to another edition of Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking with various experts and doctors from Northwestern Medicine across the coming months about the issues and health questions that you might have. And today we're talking with Dr. Jarome, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Jarome, there's this condition I've always wondered about, and I figured you are the guy to give us an explanation of exactly what it is. Trigeminal neuralgia, TN. First off, what is it and how common is it?
It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Trigeminal neuralgia is a rare and unusual disease that causes spontaneous, sharp, stabbing pain on one side of the face. It's actually quite rare. However, it's an unforgettable disease. Once you speak with the patient, you will never, ever forget the description.
Yeah, some of the symptoms are just wild and so scary.
It is a crazy disease, right? It used to be called the kissing disease. Any touch on the face can send you into paroxysms of pain. Some people stop eating. They show up like profoundly malnourished, and then we have to do an emergency procedure. So they can even eat, right? Just talking, just chewing, just putting on makeup, just having a shower, a shave, brushing your teeth. Like imagine anything you do that touches your face, you have this horrific stabbing pain. They feel like they're being electrocuted. They've got a hot poker being jammed into their face. It is so visceral in that in the past, it used to be called the suicide disease. So it certainly leaves an impact, not on just the docs and the healthcare providers, but even more so on the patient.
We're talking with Dr. Jarome from Northwestern Medicine about TN, trigeminal neuralgia. How do you treat it?
First order of the business is to get the right diagnosis. And from there, all the appropriate treatments stem. The next step is to be at a center that can offer all of those treatments. And one thing we pride ourselves at Northwestern is we have experts for every aspect of facial pain, be it the medical treatments or the surgical treatments. In general, medicine's our first line. As an expert in the disease and as a holistic practitioner of helping patients, I always think if we can avoid surgery, we should. Let's try simpler treatments first. In some patients, medicine isn't sufficient or the side effects are intolerable. And then there's, broadly speaking, three types of interventions. They range from more invasive to less invasive, and they range from more long-term effect to shorter duration effect. And for every single patient, there is the right fit. Most importantly, though, patients have to see the right provider, and they need to go to a place where they can have the appropriate imaging, appropriate experts who work as a team to get them to the next step.
And it's comforting knowing that we have the resources of Northwestern Medicine right here in our own backyard here in Chicagoland. It's Mick Lee here. This is the Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking with Dr. Jarome, the Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about TN, trigeminal neuralgia. And doctor, does it get progressively worse over time? Can it start off not so bad and then over many years get worse and worse?
The pattern tends to be generally progressive, but that's not necessarily true in everyone. Some of the challenges for patients is that it's a variable pattern. So many patients will have a number of years elapsed before they seek a surgical opinion, and that's very reasonable. But over time, it tends to build up, and over time, some of the medications we use tend to lose their effectiveness, and that's the main reason why we have surgical interventions available. The good news is, treatments we have are actually very, very effective, as are the medications. What used to be really a devastating disease without options now is, while still a very painful disease, something that is amenable to a large range of therapies. The most important thing I would emphasize is having the right diagnosis. If you think of the presenting symptoms, sharp stabbing pain on the side of the face, there's a lot of things that could mimic that, right? You could have a cavity, you could have sinusitis, you could have TMJ pain. So there are a lot of mimics of this condition, but that's where going to the right team at the right time is very important.
Such good information. Thank you, Dr. Jarome, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. filling us in a little bit more on trigeminal neuralgia. I understand it a lot better now, so I appreciate that. This is Voices of Better Medicine, and we look forward to talking to you again, Dr. Jarome, in the coming weeks.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.